What's up, Mia?
What's up, Kyle? How's quarantine life treating you?
I mean, you know, just trying to survive.
It's a great time to be creative, I'm sure.
It is. That is the one plus. It's for sure a great time to be creative and a great time to try new things and also a great time to get a six pack. So,
okay. You know, is that what you've been doing?
All those things. You know, I'm doing mad push-ups, staying mad creative. It's honestly, it's kind of like the best time of my life, randomly.
You know what? I completely agree with you. I feel like I was going 100 miles per hour and, you know, I had to work from home for a couple months. And I'm like, this is great. I needed this little break. You know, sometimes I feel like the world's pressure, you know, could get to us. So, yeah, I agree. This quarantine time.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, it's been really, really nice. I'm excited for you, though. You have a big week. This Friday, you're releasing your new album, See You When
Yes,
I Am
sir.
Famous. Let's talk about the title. Why this title?
You know, I dropped this title specifically because that was really my senior quote. Like, when I was 17 and just dreaming about being a rapper one day and dreaming about living in Hollywood and all the things I currently do, right? I put "See You When I'm Famous" with a hella exclamation points as my senior quote. So it was just important to show people, and especially other kids that probably are coming from a small town and are having trouble believing in themselves too, that like, yo, you got to believe in yourself before anybody else does. You got to be the first person. And putting "See You When I'm Famous" as your senior quote sort of like just shows that, you know? Every one of your dreams you have are possible if you just believe in yourself, you're willing to do the work, and you're willing to listen and learn from people. I always tell people that. That's like mad important. Like, listen and learn from other people, and you will be fine.
Your high school haters are hella mad right now when they seen that billboard.
Oh, they are sick. Are you kidding me? My high school haters are they are so mad.
Oh my God, it's like the best feeling. I was looking at that, I'm like, this is great. Oh my God, you winning on so many levels. This is
you
great.
Know what I mean? I, honestly, though, the crazy part is my high school haters have been sick for years that I'm just like, this is just a cherry on top.
Right.
You know what I mean, that was just a nail in the coffin to any one of my high school haters.
I'm loving it. You got a lot of collaborations in this album, so you know, I'm from Northern California, Bay Area. I'm in Sac right now, but Too Short, of course, I grew up on Too Short. So how was collaborating with Too Short? What's the name of that song? I'm just curious to know how it was to be in the studio with a legend.
Yeah, so that song is called See You When I'm Famous. That's the title track to the album. And working with Too Short was very fire. You know, what's funny is, so the other dude on the song is named AZ Trike, right? And he got big for remixing a Too Short song.
Mm-hmm.
So when I put him on there, he was hella excited. Like, bro, I've never met Too Short before.
Oh, wow.
So that was cool to bring them together. And then the other funny thing is once we had the song with the open verse, we were like, damn, we got to get a legend on here. And there was no better person than Too Short. And so I go to the studio with Too Short. And on my way there, I'm hella nervous, right? I'm like, damn, this is Too Short. He's a legend. And I'm trying to be more gangster than I really am because I'm like about to get out with Too Short. And so I like bring like a bottle of Hennessy. And I tell my friend Beanie, I'm like, Beanie, we need girls, man. This is Too Short. We can't just show up with two dudes. And he's like, yo, man, he's cool. I'm like, don't worry about
it. Yeah.
We get to the studio. I try to offer Too Short some Hennessy. He's like, hell no, bro. It's 1 o'clock. Like, what do you want me to do with that? I was like, wow, Too Short is really just a professional rapper.
Yeah.
It was hella funny because I pulled up trying to be super gangsta. And then
you pulled up with that starter pack.
I pulled up with the starter pack thinking that I needed it. And then Too Short was like, nah, bro, I do this all day. Let me show you something. And he just cut the verse like right then and there. And he is a very, very legendary person. Shout out Too Short.
Which song would you say is your favorite one off the album? And what is a vibe off the album? You know, I haven't listened to the entire album. So, you know, run us through that. Like, what are people going to expect when they just, you know, press play?
You know what? That is a difficult one. My favorite? It's like picking kids. But I have to say, maybe my favorite song on there is probably The Sun featuring Bryson Tiller and Raphael Sadiq.
Mm,
and
that's pretty much you got Raphael vibe. Sadiq. Oh, yes.
Yes, sir. Look at this. Look at all the Bay Area legends.
I know.
Look at that.
You about to go platinum.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Yeah, I just, you know, I love all the legends, and I love educating the youth on the legends. You
yes.
know, and I feel like that's the problem.
Good job.
In music, especially hip hop music, is like there's this big disconnect between the legends of rap and the new dudes. And I always just want to tell people, like, yo, the most game you're ever going to get is going to be from the older people. So it's only right in music to show my audience older legends who have made some of the best music ever. So yeah, I got Raphael Sadiq on there, which was fire. When I was making that song, he was telling me to, he was like, man, you got to make a song like Jack Johnson. And I was like, bro, like Jack Johnson, what? What are you saying? But he's Raphael Sadiq, you know, so I couldn't necessarily tell him anything. I just had to go with it.
Yeah.
And it turned out being the prettiest song I've ever made in my life. So
that
shout
is beautiful.
Out to Ray.
That is so dope. I'm loving all this. This has been definitely a good experience for you. Are we going to see you on the big screen? Are you got anything as far? I know you're focusing on your music right now, and this album's dropping this Friday, but, you know, you are an actor as well. Like, anything we could look forward to in 2020 or maybe 2021?
Yeah, you know, randomly enough, there is, and I shot it right before COVID, so that was great. But I shot a movie, a Russo Brothers film called Cherry, starring Tom Holland. That was crazy. And if you're not familiar, the Russo Brothers are the directors and writers of, like, the Avengers. You know what I mean? Avengers Endgame and the biggest selling movies of all time.
Yeah.
So that movie is coming. And it's also, yeah, like I said, it's starring Tom Holland, who's a Spider-Man. So he's the homie now. And life for sure is a little crazy. I remember when I was on the set of that, I'm like, damn, I'm really doing a movie like with the Avengers people right now. Like, how the hell did I get here?
Yo, what happened? Yeah. You still got to pinch yourself, it sounds like.
I'm doing a scene with Tom Holland, who's an incredible actor, mm-hmm. obviously. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I was just watching, bro, in Spider-Man. Like, what in God's name am I doing here?
You know, yeah. When you put it out there in the universe and universe delivers, you just got to be ready. And sounds like you are. You've been ready. I don't know if you heard, but next week, DMX and Snoop Dogg are going to do a versus battle. Now, I got to ask you, like, who you got your money on, DMX or Snoop Dogg?
Oh, Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Dogg?
Snoop Dogg all day long. Snoop Dogg. Dog, y'all. Come on. I was just talking to my friend about this. I'm like, yo, DMX, right? Legend. Love DMX. We all love DMX. But Snoop Dogg, we're talking about Snoop Dogg, arguably the most recognized mm-hmm. rapper on planet Earth. Like, if you ask a random, like, person from a small village somewhere in a different country, like, do you know who Snoop Dogg is? 9 out of 10 people are going to be like, of course.
Of course.
So, for me, I think Snoop Dogg only really is justified in battling, like, two people. I think a Snoop Dogg-Jay-Z battle that's a battle. And I think, like, a Snoop Dogg-Kanye battle is a battle. But Snoop Dogg versus DMX is going to get washed. Come on, Snoop Dogg all day. Snoop Dogg in 4 rounds. That's my bet.
Man, I'm just hoping the Wi-Fi is good. That's all I'm worried about. I mean, here for
yeah.
this. I am so
and
here for this.
Sure, both of them, I'm going to keep it solid. Sometimes, like, you see the lineup and you're like, ooh, that Wi-Fi might suck.
Right, you but, already know whose might suck. That's messed up. I'm worried. I'm a little worried about DMX. I'm not going to lie.
I'm a little worried what that Wi-Fi is going to be like.
Well, we can't wait to quarantine life and COVID is over. Maybe, hopefully, in 2021, you slide through Sacramento and give us a great show. You know what I mean? We're excited for you, man. Your release of this new album.
That.
See you when I am famous dropping this Friday. And of course, you got this new single, Money Now, featuring Tyga and Johnny Yukon. So, yeah, man, we're excited. I can't wait to hear music. I think it's a great time for all of us to absorb music because we're all just chilling. You know, we need to be inspired, motivated, and all of the above. And music is one thing that we could really rely on right now.
Hey, you know what? I told people, like, you know, that's what I'm here for. I think some people are, you know, especially in hard times like this, you know, there's people who have been making protest music their whole, their entire career. And it's like, we need those people. And then also in such a dark time, I feel like you need somebody to kind of help you get a break. And I'm just really the guy on the sideline right now in these troubling times with like a cup of Gatorade that's just like, here, go ahead, drink this. I got you.
Right.
You need a break from all the madness. You need something to make you feel better on the inside. I got you with this album. You know, I think things are super dark right now. And this album is a for real ray of sunshine for anybody who needs it. So, yeah.
Yes. Thank you. I love to hear that. Those are some great words. Album out this Friday, man. I'm excited for it. Thank you so much, Kyle, for calling in. And, you know, ain't none but love out here in Sactown for you with 102.5. So come and see us, you know, when this is over.
I'm pulling up. Shouts out Sactown, you know what I mean? Shouts out all of Northern California. You know I love y'all. And, yeah, next when COVID is over, I'm in there ASAP, okay? First day. Honestly, when they announced COVID, done. I'm on a plane to Sacramento so we can do this.
Let's go. I recorded you saying that, so you gotta pull through.
Let's get it. I got you.
Have a good one, Kyle, and good luck with everything, man. Good to hear from you.
All right, you too. Have a good one. Thank you.